Welcome to Conversations with Spirit, where we dive deep into the mystical and enchanting realms of spirituality. I'm your host, spiritual medium Lori Albert, and together with special guests, we explore a world of spiritual insights and experiences, as well as offer captivating mediumship and oracle card readings. Tune in for enlightening conversations that will uplift your soul and expand your consciousness. It's going to be so much fun tonight because, you guys, just, I mean, Debbie Romero is everything. She is like, I haven't talked to her for a while, you guys. Like, we're friends, but I haven't talked to her for a while, and she's up to all this stuff, and I cannot wait for you to meet her. Okay, so let me read you her bio for those of you that don't know her. She is an internationally renowned evidential psychic medium, energy worker, and empowerment teacher who is holding space to bring awareness, inspiration, and love as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. Oh my God. Debbie believes a soul-to-soul connection is one of the most precious gifts that we can receive. Teaching has brought her the great joy of witnessing the transformations and miracles of her students as they evolve spiritually. Transcend with Debbie is a platform guided by spirit to help like-minded souls share their passion, inspirations, creativity, knowledge, and love. The biggest message from spirit presents itself collectively for so many. Share your gift. The world needs your magic. Oh my gosh. Seriously, I love that. And I'm so honored that you're taking the time to be with me tonight. But oh my gosh, you're everything I want to be in my life. Because everything you just said, everything I just read is like, we need more of you, you know, because we need to raise the collective vibration on the planet. So thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me. It's an honor. Wow, that's a lot right there. And I think we all do that already naturally by just being us.
Yeah. So, you know what, though? You're putting it out there. What I love about you is you're putting it out there and you're making it known. You know what? You guys, this is what we need to do. You know, that sort of thing. I love that, you know, because we need a little bit more of that in our world right now, don't you think?
Right. You know, it just kindness and a smile can go a long way.
Really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to say hello to Keith is here. We have a Facebook user. We Bex. Hi, Bex. And another Facebook user. And Isabel.
Hey, Isabel.
Isabel. And Seashells.
Oh, hey,
I love that.
I love the seashells, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Being here. Hi, Aspen, pretty girl. Hey, guys.
And Melanie. Yay. I'm glad you guys are all here. We're going to talk for a little bit because I want you guys that don't know Debbie too. I want you guys to get to know what she is up to because, hi Stephanie. Because what she is doing is what we should all strive to do. You know, tell us a little bit about what has been happening with you lately. Because you are up to so much, my sister. Oh my gosh. Right.
You know, I'm just doing my part. You know, it's kind of like the yes man, you know, where everyone's, you have to say yes, 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 and keep the momentum going, right? So I just feel like every opportunity is every chance that we connect with someone. It's like, yes, let's go. Let's do it. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really just showing up for spirit and for self, and I love what I do, so it is just an honor to be able to hold space, welcome the energy and the frequency to come in just as natural as it needs to. I do have some news that I'm really excited about. So starting February 1st, I'll have my own spot. And so here in the Ventura County area, I will have a spot where I get to share with others, but we'll also get to do in-person dems. And so get ready, Miss Lori, girl. I know you're not that far from me, baby girl.
No.
So I've been real, real excited. I did my final call today, and I'm excited to do some in-person teachings and to do some in-person energy work. And I think the most biggest thing is just to hold space to allow the person to honor what they're feeling and to maybe just give a little bit of shifts in awareness to hold that link for them.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so interesting because as much as I have just expanded so much since COVID, right? Because everything is online. Right. Energy is different when it's in person. I mean, there's something just exciting. There's you can feel the electricity.
Most definitely.
But yeah.
Right.
Wait, where is it? What is it going to be in Ventura?
It's in Ventura, yeah. So it's in Ventura. It's not very far from me. Once I get all the details and I place it out there, it's in a gym. So it is in a gym. It is in a, it's in a studio area. So it's got UFC fighters upstairs and it's got this match, you know, like workout spa. It's pretty cool. And it's got a little lounge area where I'm going to be able to work out of in my office. And
so, that's great.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to be learning some UFC moves. I don't know. I was talking to the people up in there, you know, got to go meet Jesse, got to go meet the boys that are up in there. Be like, hey. Right.
You take your husband with you.
Girl, I could do that on my own. Myself.
I know. Oh my gosh. You are so much fun. Oh my gosh. So tell us about what has been going on with Transcend with Debbie. You're like live all the time.
Right.
And you do a lot.
I'm a guest on Derek Acora's page every Saturday, and I'm changing that up to different days. So this Saturday will be my last Saturday, and I'll be changing that up. There are some other things. I don't know if I'm allowed to speak on, so I'm going to hold that real close to my pocket. But there is a new platform that I will be on that will be offering readings where you can just click to me on a certain time and you can work with me. Awesome. That's kind of a virtual office that I'll be on.
Right.
That's very new. Yeah. And so you guys are hearing that firsthand today. And so, yeah, very, very excited for that. I will be teaching mediumship, and it will be based on donation or free. And so every Saturday from 8 to, not every Saturday, let me correct that. Hold up. From 8 to 9 on the 10th, I will be holding space to help it go over the mediumship. But I feel like with the mediumship part of it, I really want to go into the energy of self first.
Yeah.
And then I want to go into the energy of spirit world. Okay. And then I want them to develop that mindfulness of meditation, sitting in the power, and then the attunements, and allowing themselves to unfold naturally together as one. And so every week is going to be different. I was guided to give it as a 6-week program. And so this will be online, take a break, and then come back in again. And it is a donation base. It's free. I did it on a Saturday because we have a lot of people here that are on our side of the pond that want to participate. And then those from the other side of the pond can also come.
Yeah.
So it's very early. And so those that come, you will work. And so when you come, you have to really be dedicated. I just had a call today, which was really cool. And, you know, when you really sit to reflect how your journey has been, when I really took a moment to dive into my work, it's every day.
Yeah.
I eat and live and embody spirit.
Yeah.
Every chance I get, I'm learning. I took notes. I studied. I watched the mediums work. And so when you come, you want to be able to have that magnitude of energy, of excitement to understand, because that is how the work you put in is what you're going to get out of it. You may show up and you may just listen, but if you're not really interactive with it, then it's not going to be for you. So if you're going to come, you're going to come to work. You're going to come with open heart, an open mind, and open spirit, because it's not for everybody. But if you're coming out of curiosity, come with that open heart.
Yeah. Now, when does this start?
The 10th.
The 10th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so it's going to be 6 weeks, did you say?
Yeah.
6 weeks. Oh my gosh. That is, you guys, there's a lot to be said. You know, I'm sure. Well, first of all, you should follow her on Instagram, because it'll be that information will be up on Instagram. Right?
It will. Instagram, Facebook. I don't think I really put it on YouTube yet, but it's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. I put it on TikTok. It's a fairly new flyer that I just started last week. I didn't have a phone for the last couple of days, and I've been under the weather. So I've been a little MIA on the social media for the last couple of days. But and it, I'm crawling my skin myself, like, oh my God, I need to put these postings up and stuff. But it's all by the hand of grace of God. You know, I was supposed to take that break. So
yeah,
I appreciate that. But yes, Linda, it is interesting, right? And so can't wait to have you there, Aspen. Yes, Fire. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you, Keith, for the congratulations. And so, as I say, you know, I'm just going to do my part, show up, and those who show up are the serious ones who really want to, you know, if you feel guided, this is where you come when you show up for self.
Oh, that's so great. Oh my gosh. And the beautiful part is, and this is what I just love about you. You're doing it donation based because there are a lot of people that cannot, that want to learn and they just can't, you know? And so I appreciate that about you.
Right. You know, how many times, if you really add up everything that for many of you don't know, some of these courses can be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, this is real deep work that I have invested in myself. Mm-hmm. And I understand the money that is used to learn and to understand programs I've taken, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't stop. Yeah. And so I feel that this is why Transcend with Debbie, when you have a guest that comes in and they're sharing a piece of their knowledge or giving you a little bit of awareness, take that, run with it, fill into it. How does that make you feel? How is it speaking to your soul? Because they are giving you little nuggets of what they've learned as they've gone through their journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. It makes me want to do it.
Come on, girl. It's free. Let's come.
Oh my gosh. You know what? And that's the thing, though. We're never done learning. You know?
No.
I mean, I've been doing this for almost like 20 years at this point, but honestly, you're never done learning. I mean, I'm continually still getting like new signs and symbols where I, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, so how did you know that you had, I personally call them gifts. I know a lot of people have a problem calling them gifts, but I call it a gift because I think it's a gift from God, you know? So how did you, you know, tell us the beginnings of your story.
I think it's really just trying to understand the sensitivity, you know. Mm. I knew that at a very young age I was sensitive to what I was taught with angels, you know. Mm-hmm. And so having my own little personal experiences and my own little dreams and my own little awarenesses, it stays with you. And when you pray, that opens you up. So prayer was the first process for me in my work. I was never taught to meditate. Mm-hmm. And when life gets a little hectic, you know, you start to take time to breathe and you take time to pause, but you never taught how.
Yeah.
And so I found someone that gave me the how. And the moment I learned the how, I never stopped.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is sometimes some of us have different lives and we're around different circumstances. And so for me, I have had witnessed many different lifestyles. And so of course I want peace. And so for me, it was peace. And, I learned how to bring that forward for myself and just embodied it for myself. And trust me, I'm not always in peace. I have the tools, mm-hmm. but sometimes those tools are just not enough. And so this is where you continue to grow and you excel and you learn again and you learn a new tool and then you learn another tool. And this is what you said, Lori, we're always learning.
Yeah.
And so, as we outgrow one tool, be open to the next one.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. I, you know, of course I know that, but I've never, that's like, I hadn't thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you open up one, then you're on to the next, you know?
Girl, let me give you the keys.
I love you that you have a psychic mug.
I do. Oh my God. Isn't that so cute? With my echinacea in here.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta do that. You gotta do that.
I love the wizard. Do you see me? Always. Wizard. Always. I love that.
Who's wizard?
But that's a cool.
On my thing, it just says wizard. But do you see
me? And I love the dove. Yes. Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
So what do you think about doing a couple readings?
Oh, I'm down, girl. I'm down. And however you want me to be of service, I'm here for you, your community, and for whoever else needs me. So yeah, let's go.
You're awesome. Okay. So I will write some names down. So if anybody, but I, unfortunately, for some reason, I'm not seeing all the names. So you've got to write down your name, or you got to, you know, type in your name so that I can see it. So some of them I can see, some of them I can't. So whoever would like a reading, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. I love the hair. I would love one. I brought my cards too. Hey, Janelle. Hey, girl. I was guided to do the cosmic deck.
Ooh,
I know, right?
I love that. Linda and Laura. I love it. Liz. Deja. Jesse. And is it Cheyenne?
Cheyenne. I love Cheyenne. Hey, Cheyenne girl.
Melody. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Jackie. Oh, Marie. Hi, Edie. Hi, honey. Thank you for being here. I think it was your pussy. Well, you had a celebration of some sort. Hi, ladies. Would love a reading. Cara.
Oh, your devil's cousin.
I love that.
Jackie.
Thank you, Miha, for being here.
Oh, my gosh. I meant, okay. Cara. Haley. Okay, cool. Okay, that's good for now. All right, so... Lori is to open the door for me and meditate. Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear that you're meditating, Linda. Okay. So, what do you feel about, Melanie?
Okay. Did you have a specific question?
Yeah. Do you have a specific question, Melanie?
So Melanie, I mean, do you want me to just read? You just go in what I get, or do they want,
let's see if she types in. Okay. Maureen, I put you in there, and Isabel, I put you in there.
Hi, Lily Rose.
Lily Rose. Oh, I love that name.
I know. It's been a minute since I've seen her. Just go for it. All right, girl. All right. So, you know, immediately for her, I just want to go to the throat and I want to speak about how you feel. And so when they take me to you, Melanie, I know that you're someone that comes from that heart space, because immediately that was the first thing I got. I want to give you love. I feel like you embody love. I feel like you just love to have a good time. I feel a woman on the other side steps forward who feels very much like a mother to me. And she's like, girl, keep going. Girl, don't stop, girl. What you doing, girl? So I feel like in your head, you also talk to yourself, so you're very intuitive. As I tap into that, Melanie, listen to your heart, because your heart is telling you where to go. But, you know, sometimes we do have our moments where we back it up, and that's okay. So if you pause with it, don't worry about it, girl. You look fabulous, by the way. So I feel like this woman is acknowledging your hair. So either you cut your hair or you did something different with your hair, I have to acknowledge that. As I have my ring, which is made for me from a friend, I also want to say or acknowledge a ring that you have as well, if you would understand this, the yes and the no's and I don't know. I know I talk very quickly, so I just kind of wait and pause for you here. Hello from my auntie. So yeah, Melanie, does this make sense for you, love? I feel like, yes, thank you. I know for you, you have opportunities knocking on your door, and I feel like you have choices coming. So when you choose, like, I almost feel like I'm on the game. Choose number three. So you remember that movie where if you don't know what you're going to get behind the door, and sometimes you can get something like a really messed up gift. Do you know what that
was? Oh, like, yeah.
What was that? What was that show? In the
70s. You're not old enough to know that.
Come on, girl.
there's door number one, two, and three.
Let's make a deal. There you go, Melanie. Well, I want to make a deal with you, because there is one door that's not that great, and the other door is like, whoa. And so I want to give you abundance, because I feel like you've been manifesting abundance. I want to go to the month of December and November. I feel like you're like, I've had it. I'm going to make some changes and let's go for it. I feel like this is in reference to relationships. I feel like this is in just who you're allowing in your space. So kudos to you, girl, if you would understand this, like, celebrate. Yes, because you got some new doors opening. That's what I get.
Well, just because I happen to know Melanie, that to me, I'm like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a card. Be grateful. Gratitude. Gratitude is the most beautiful ingredient that we can work with. Even when things, it changes the energy and moves it in such a way that you, it's unseen. And so if you can just, in the mind, I feel like I want to give it to you in your mind, like give you sparkles and shimmers and just say like, I'm so grateful for the sparkles and shimmers because you really do have an angel on the other side. And I feel like you've gone through, now I'm going to change your reading a little bit because I know there's been a lot of emotions that you've been working through. And I know that there's a lot of angels that have been coming behind you. And so as they bring a gentle energy connection to your spine and to the body, they're just soothing. 2 weeks ago, I was just about to come into that gentleness for you. I'm so sorry. God bless you. She must have been a spitfire because she does come in very fiery, but now she's coming in right now in a very gentle way. And so I know that there is a memory that goes to the ocean, and I know there's a memory where you pick up the shells, and I know that there is a memory of, you know, you speaking to her, saying, I love you, and I'm sorry, because I know that there is this feeling of wanting to do more, but I also got to say that you've done all that you could have is the feeling that I get. There's a teddy bear or a bear in her arm, so I have to acknowledge this bear or stuffed animal that I want to connect to. I know that hearts are very significant to you, and she doesn't want you to remember the illness. She wants you to remember the love. And so continue the love for self and for others because you are truly a blessing and a miracle for her. So thank you for being by her side. She was showing me you feeding her some very soft foods and gentle feeding, because I feel like at some point either the concern of not eating was something that was within your thought, and that extra support for you was so well, great, appreciative. And so I leave you with her love. My prayers to you. I'm so sorry on the loss of your mother, Melanie. God bless you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. That's wonderful. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This isn't like, I'm not asking for a reading. I realized the way I said that, I thought, oh, it sounds like I want to read. Is it mostly clairsentience for you? Like, do you feel stuff or do you see stuff? Or like, what is your main way that you connect with spirit?
All of it. I use all of it. I use everything. Yeah. I'll see. So, you know,
Depend on the spirit.
I think what happens also too, when the person is very open, it comes in such a beautiful way because the other person's channel is just as open, and this message is very clear based on their needs as well. But for me, I was feeling it. I can feel it in my body. So I was feeling it. sometimes I'll see it. Like I saw the teddy bear, I saw the ocean. So next time I'll do another reading and I'll say, I see, I hear, I feel.
You can
see it for me because they'll show it to me very quickly. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. Because I get asked that a lot. Mm-hmm. And because you are so, you know, fast and able to just tap in so fast, I was just curious if there was one that was like your main one that you use. Obviously, you utilize all of them.
Yeah. I think what happens is too, I attune and I say, okay, spirit, come on. Come in, you know, you're here to share your story and to bring the information the way they understand it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It also has to do with my personality. I'm a fast talker naturally. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, you and I are very similar. I remember the happy, like you did a seminar of a talk on happy and, you know, what joy and meditation. And that's how I met you years ago in Karen Glass's class.
Yeah.
When you did Sunday service out here a couple years ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a while ago. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I just, I mean, it's a lot of, it's fun. It's, you know, I'm one of those type of people. I don't know if you are too, but I get bored pretty easily, but I love the work of spirit because it's never boring. There's always something different happening. You know, there's always something new happening, you know?
Right.
Melanie says, I went to Oahu with my mom. Amazing memories from that. And I am totally a sparkle girl. Literally. That's so cute. That's awesome.
She just has a lot of love for you, Melanie. And she loves the hair, by the way. And I just feel she loved her rings and her jewelry. And I just feel like the talking, I feel like I'm going through the cards. Like if you're going through like her cards of like, you know, sympathy cards and letters, and I'm acknowledging father, I'm acknowledging the dad. Obviously you can see it can still continue to unfold. Now there's a doggy in spirit. So I feel like she loves this dog. And I just feel the dog giving love and support and just love and hugs from the doggy. So, I mean, it can continue to go.
You know, right? They're all lined up back there.
I didn't even see the line. They're just like, hey, what's up?
I love it. That's great. Okay, so Jean would be next.
Okay, Jean, is it the same or does she have a specific question?
Yeah. It's G-E-N-E, so I don't...
It's a gentleman?
You want to tell us your pronoun, Jean? I don't know if you're, you know, just so that we're totally clear. If you're still here, Jean.
Oh, yeah, let's see who's still here. When Debbie gets going, you can tell she turns up a notch or two and talks very fast. Lily Rose is on it. Lily Rose be knowing. Lily Rose is very intuitive, and she'll be tapping in just as much as I do.
She knows. She knows. That's a great. Mine
officially blown. Yeah, she has dogs on the other side. I have many cats there. Mine officially blown.
There you go.
That's just her love. I'm so sorry. Good. Cheyenne, thanks for the heart.
So I don't know if...
Is he not here?
I guess not. We will go to Linda.
Hi, Linda. What would Linda like?
Feel certain Linda is still here.
And I feel Linda needs a card.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let it go, girl. Let it go. Look at that. Let it go.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it says let it go. Linda McKenna. Hello, Linda. Thank you for being here. What I feel is that you witnessed a lot of different things because I'm also looking at the worlds within worlds, right? And so you are one who has witnessed or observed anyone who comes in. Okay. So you're saying mediumship. Okay. So for me, I was just like letting go, and we were going definitely traveling from worlds to worlds. And it gave me the impression or the feeling that you witnessed quite a bit in life. And so when I say this, I definitely feel a woman that steps forward with an apology. And when I feel into her, she feels very motherly to me. When I say apology, it's because at some point she would have had some memory care issues, and there was a little bit of a behavior change or something due to medication or illness. If you would understand this, Linda, the yes and the no's and I don't know's would be great. I know the month of March and May are very significant as well. Yes, you understand this. So I know the month of March and also the month of May are very significant. She makes me feel like I was in discomfort as well. So she takes me to her legs. So I feel like there was either some aches or pains in her legs as well, is a sense that she gives me. So I feel the I've told you I was going to do this. I forgot. I apologize. There was some aches and pains. And so there was an awareness that came that was something that I experienced, which brought forward to me to acknowledge that this is something you experienced as well. So I have to also translate that for myself. So this is me breaking down the reading. I also feel a gentleman that's stepping forward who feels very much like a father. I feel him to be very tall, so I know she had cancer. Do you know what the illness is here with the memory, or where it affected the memory, where there was a little bit of agitation? Because this is the impression that is being brought forward to me. Impression means I feel this in some way. Yes, also, I apologize. I'm so sorry. And I feel like she's acknowledging this gentleman as well. And so this gentleman, when I see him taller, I'm 5 feet. Me and Lori are 5 feet even. So I don't know if you guys know that. I just threw that out there for us, Lori, because you and I stood side by side one time. We were in the same spots. That was what one time in your life. Not sure. You don't know your father. You don't know your father. Okay, well, I'm just going to acknowledge this gentleman here as well. I'm going to say grandfather. She's 5 feet even too. So obviously that had to be said because he's tall and we're also little itty bitty things, right? But I feel that there's this feeling of wanting to have done more. There's this feeling of like, you know, like when we're rushing or we're trying to take care of things, and she's making me feel that you worked a lot, and I feel like it was difficult to get where you wanted to go. So she's making me feel the time of her illness or the time of the passing is where I'm connecting to, and either not being able to say goodbye, not being able to be there. And I just got to say, you got to let that go. That's the letting go card that came in for you. Your heart, you're really being hard on yourself about this matter of not either being able to be there. You wanted to see more of her, and there was this feeling of wanting to be present. Linda, yes, I was only 17. Oh, I'm so sorry, friend. And I feel like you feel it in your heart. I feel like it chokes you up. But she just showed me that there's something either of a essence of her, of a necklace of some sort, is the feeling that I get, if you would understand this as well. So I know that either you wear something that reminds you of her, or that you carry, that you either have her essence, either ashes or something here that is of her, is that I have to speak on, if you would understand that.
Yeah. And let me, if I could just throw something in there. I pulled for you, Linda, the Aspen Spirit Courage card. And I happen to know that you're in the middle of a situation, and I have to say that your mother is all over it. I feel like she is your courage. She is, it's like she's infusing you with courage to get this situation and just allow it, because I feel like regarding this situation, and I know it's with a family member, and I feel like that this particular situation, you're supposed to just allow it to unfold the way it is. And that is why I got the courage card, because it takes courage to not do things sometimes, you know, like sometimes it takes a lot of courage to do the big, bold moves, but then sometimes it also takes a lot of courage to not do anything. And that's what I feel like your mother is putting forward for that. So Linda.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of love to you. What a beautiful way of bringing that forward. And as I did, and God took over, God bless you. And then we're going to leave you with the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, because that song was rainbows coming in, and rainbows are very healing. So work with the colors of the rainbows, fill into the energy of the colors, and see how that helps as you're going through your healing process. And just take time to honor yourself, and it's okay to cry. And so thank you, Linda, for being here, and I just appreciate you also joining us and supporting Lori. So God bless you. So sorry on your loss.
Much love. Oh my gosh, you really are fast.
It's just the way I talk.
That's awesome. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So the next person I have down here is Laura.
Laura, does she have a question?
Do you have a question, Laura? Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
You are not feeling good, I can tell.
But I'm here as a psychic. Cheers. We're showing
that up. That is so funny. Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. And maybe this was the gentleman that was stepping forward that was acknowledging Father, and then you pulled back, so I gave it respect. I didn't want to intrude on the energy, but there was definitely a gentleman that stepped forward for you, Linda. If I were to go, I know that Laura doesn't have a question, but Laura, give me 1 second as I go back to Linda. I do feel that there is some either a procedure on the chest or something that's coming forward, and he's making me feel this here, where there was a breathing thing that he was working through as well, if you would understand this, Linda. And I just feel I'm sorry again. And so again, there's also this feeling of not being able to be there, and he's just coming in to take your hand. So he is someone that's guiding you and working through you, for you, is the sense I get. And again, he also had the love for dogs. I feel like I love to be outdoors. I love the woods. I can see the dirt. I feel the trees. I feel like the mountains. I feel all of this energy, like I'm really connecting to the snow. And so as I connect to his essence for you, he's showing me the snow. He's showing me the mountains. He's showing me his view. So I definitely feel as I laid there ill, or what I was working through, I could see at the view of what I was able to witness. And he's saying, thank you for letting me have a place to stay. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for my prizes. So either you sent him boxes or gifts or things like this. And so I just got to say, like those care packets, I get the chills when I say that. So I know that you are feeling the presence. So I send you his love. Clearly, he was the gentleman that was stepping forward. So I apologize on the loss again. So my heart definitely goes out to you and your sister. God bless.
Yeah.
And so let's go back to Laura. Yeah. Laura, thank you for being here. Dad, also your husband, Jim. Oh, gosh, you really do have quite a bit of people on the other side. God bless your spirit.
Yeah.
God bless you. Healing hugs for Debbie.
Yay.
Hugs back. Yay! I take it.
And you know what? Your voice doesn't, I mean, I know you're coughing, but your voice sounds perfect. So, yay.
You know, I was waiting just the precise time to take the cold.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Oh my God. Thank you.
Just wondered who may come through. Laura T. Well, you know, it's important to show up. And I knew that I was okay. I'm already like in the fourth, fifth day to it. And my body's, you know, the energies, the planets are moving. I'm not an astrologist, but you know, we're all affected by that Pluto moving and the Leo energy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, baby, purge this stuff. Let's go. Let's let it go.
It was intense. Were you feeling it?
But you know what? I'm always feeling something.
I know.
Look, I welcome it. I welcome that.
Beautiful.
purge.
Okay, new stuff. New stuff. Bring it on.
Yeah. Here you go. I got a new office to open up. Let's get rid of this old stuff. Yes, oh my God. Girl. So Laura doesn't have any specific questions, but there is a gentleman, Laura T, with you, if you would understand this. So I know that there is a gentleman that steps forward with you. I know that they're really bringing awareness to the chest with him. I do feel grandfather on father's side, if you would understand this. There's a memory that steps forward where I'm sitting in the couch, where either I'm sitting down and I feel like this is a memory for you where you knew, like, oh, grandpa's here, like, we have to be quiet. So it's kind of like, boom. It was like if you, we were the kids, like if me and Lori hung out, we would be in trouble because they would tell us, shh.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like, Laura, you had your partner in crime, whether this is a cousin or a brother or a family, like you all come in all quiet, like shh, because that is the sense that I get, right? A yes and no, and I don't know would be great because I'm definitely connecting to a father, a grandfather here on father's side. I also hear the name Ed or Edward, so that name is also very significant in some way for you, if you would understand this. I feel like either this is an uncle or family member here that I have to acknowledge. Would you understand this, Laura? Did I lose you? Yeah. Yes? Is that her saying yes?
There was another, no, because I was actually seeing, her name was Laura T.
Laura T.
Yeah, this is for Laura T.
Oh, yes, I have a cousin. Okay, so then you understand this. And so I definitely feel, I hope I'm working with the right Laura. So if there's two and you guys are both saying this, I thought I was with Laura T too, but I don't know her name. Where, did we lose her?
I don't know. Laura T, are you still here? Bring it on. Bring it on. Okay, continue talking to Laura T. Go, just go with Laura
okay.
T.
Okay, so the reason he's stepping forward is to push you out of your comfort zone. Edward, yes. Thank you, Laura T. Thank you. They're stepping forward to push you out of your comfort zone. I feel like there's something about you doing energy work and you getting into this work and you being the healer. It's like, girl, come on, like me, right? Like, I got to go out and go do, be in person. I got to show up. We're being presented with, you know, new opportunities. And I feel like you made an intent. I don't know why I'm going back to 2022. 2022. Oh my God, girl. 2022. You said, I ain't taking this no more out the door. I'm making some changes. And so you started this journey back then and you're going into emotion and it's like, you're this beautiful lotus flower. And so they're saying, keep going. The journey never ends, right? Like, I want to give you the clouds with this person. So I definitely feel that you connect to the clouds as well as I feel into this essence of their spirit. If you would understand this.
Wow.
I want to drive. I want to get in the car. I want to go for like camping trips. I feel like I'm in an RV. I feel like family is so important. Mm-hmm. And I just want to cook marshmallows at the fire. And I want to have a good old beer and sit in the old school, you know, those. And I don't drink beer, girl. So let me tell you, he's making me feel this. And so I feel like, you know, just sitting around the fire, like, man, those were the days. Story shared, time together. And that is what it's about, family. And so there's a reminder of the love of family and how you've taken care of your family, but also now it's time to take care of thyself. And so that is the message I get for you. And so I leave you with his love. And I just thank you so kindly, Laura, for letting me hold space for you for that brief moment.
I want to chime in with Laura T as well. And I, right when you started reading her, I started feeling like literally it felt like there was a hole in my heart, like a hole, an actual hole in my heart. And there was so much sadness and I felt like I was doubling over with this sadness. Right. And so I thought, okay, let me pull one of my empowerment cards. Cause I always have like six decks. Right. So I pulled, I know, right? So I pulled the clarity card. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what this says is banish the fog of illusion. Open your eyes to the truth. Remember the perfection of who you are. So basically what I really want to say about this, Laura T, is you're perfect just as you are, just as you are. But guess what? I'm going to even go further than this. You're perfect for who you are not as well. You know, I mean, none of us are everything we would ever want to be. You know what I'm saying? But you embrace who you are right here, right now. You know, and that's really the message I was getting for you, Laura T. I hope that makes sense to you. But yeah, I feel like that I feel like that you're just, you're circling through some things. So I was going to say.
Oh, I love that. Don't change what God put on his paintbrush. Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Amen to that, 100%. Girl. Just paint on and keep creating.
100%. So, okay, so next is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Did you have a question, beautiful?
Liz.
Or did, was it just whatever? Liz. I was guided to go to the Saints and Angels.
Ooh.
And so I want to give you the card rewards. Look at the dove. Oh, look at the dove. I love the bird and the wizard.
Love that. I can't tell who anybody is. So, because it just says Facebook user. That's so weird that it does that.
Well, because they're not registered to the stream. She puts little happy
faces.
Yay.
There you go.
Get it, girl. That was beautiful. J. Cole said it. I'm for sure someone else said it before him.
Oh.
I love it. Wait. Cheyenne. Okay. So, did we lose her?
I don't know. I don't know if Liz, are you still here? You got to put your name down. I hate to say it. That's a pain in the butt. And I'm sorry for that. But
even if you use a different name, it doesn't even have to be your name. Hope? Is it Hope? Hi, Hope.
Well, there's Liz.
Liz is here. Liz, there you go, girl. Okay, so rewards. Let's go. Do you have a specific question, my love? Because I feel a father stepping forward. Do you want spirit world? Do you want, so we should say spirit or card?
She just keeps saying Liz. Yay, Liz.
Hey, Liz. Hey, girl. Do you have a question? What would you like me to do?
Dad.
Yes, Dad. Okay, thank you. So I do want to work with you with this gentleman in spirit world. Thank you, Courtney, for being here too. So I do feel a father that steps forward and he just wants to give you some love. And I feel like this love, it's like you always remember to wear your jacket, you know? So I feel like he was a very gentle man. I feel that this coat he would have very gently over his arm. So I know that I would carry this. So he was also a gentleman. I do feel he's the kind of guy that would open the door for you. I do feel like you remember car rides with him. I wanted to put on some oldies all of a sudden. So I feel like old school oldies is kind of like the vibe that I get. Either he wore a fedora, so he's got this kind of suave kind of personality to him. So I do feel the suave energy that comes with him also, Liz, if you would understand
sunshine.
This. Right. And if you see my body, like I'm just kind of like, ooh, yeah. Like, yes, girl, so this is also the way spirit works with us. Like our body fills into the energy. Like I just want to dance. Like, hey, I want to put your records on. I'm singing to you, right? So I feel like when I say that though, it's like, I know that I would have either owned records or old school records. I'm the kind of guy that would have had posters in my garage. I would have spent a lot of time in my garage. I'm always trying to fix something, but I can't find what I need, or I need to go to the store. I'm the only person who can't see everything's comments. Oh, I'm sorry, Linda.
No, it doesn't work like that because we're doing it through Restream. So we're on a whole bunch of different Facebook pages.
So. We're streaming everywhere.
There's lots of people here.
I'm sorry. But Liz, would you understand this? Yes, my dad loved his music. Yes. Liz, do you understand all of this? Because I just feel like I want to give you a gift. And so either something that you got during Christmas, I feel it's like a little bow and I'm wrapping it and I'm just putting a little red tape around it. And I feel like this was a gift from him to you. Something unexpected came to you. If you would understand this, Liz, I feel like it was almost like a secret gift from him. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? So I definitely feel that there was something that came to you unexpectedly that I have to feel like spirit dad's fingers and sprinkles and sparkles came in on that in some way. I just feel like the love, like I feel like you pick up the phone and you call them every day to check on him. I get the number 5. So either at 5 o'clock after dinner, after, you know, making sure he ate, making sure he took his medication. I do feel that you were someone who was, I feel that you're very sensitive or crying right now. So I'm going to pull back because he's giving me that impression. So I do feel that he's just coming in to say thank you. I love you with all my heart, mija. Like, I love you so deeply. And just take care of each other. Be nice. Be kind. And most importantly, remember the gentleness. So I'm going to pull back and leave you with their love because I can feel the energy being a little bit going in a little too much.
Aw, that's beautiful. What a beautiful message from dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. You know,
yeah.
So much love to you, Liz.
Much love to you, Liz. Thank you.
Okay, Deja.
Deja, girl. Does Deja. She have a question?
Deja, are you...
How about you start that one? You want to start Deja?
Well, I know
I'll jump in. Oh, you do, Debbie. Is that an amethyst ring?
Why don't you start, and then I'll do something. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, do you like that?
It's gorgeous.
I have a friend who made it for me. And, you know, it helps with your emotions. It gives that energy of protectiveness. And this is my mommy's. And so I wear my mommy's necklace, too.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what is that? Is that an amethyst as
amethyst
well?
Too. Mm-hmm. I'm just working through all my amethyst right now. Just working on the crown chakra. Thank you.
It's perfect.
Wasn't it such a beautiful gift? Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, really. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay.
Magic powers. Okay, so Deja says future of her abilities. Okay. So when you say your abilities, right, we all have different abilities. Obviously, we're all born with senses. We're all born to fill in frequency vibration. Spirit fills into us with frequency and vibration. They come in, we meet them, they meet us. We're all in that beautiful flow, right? I also know that you can see. So clairvoyancy is something that you're really working for. But I want to give you a closer blend. A gentleman in spirit is definitely coming in. I feel like this is a guide or someone that you've been connecting to. There's also a woman that you've been communing with. And I feel like you talk to them quite often. I feel that you commune by a tree or you sit outdoors and you feed the birds or you're out there with the animals. So I also feel animal communication is something that is going to be there for you as well. I do feel that you come from your heart space. So they do make me feel that you're in your heart. I do feel that you can feel as well because they're making me feel like you can feel into the hand, the impression on the hand as well. You're also someone who can see colors as I want to bring you the color orange. And so either the color orange is the sacral, but I just want to acknowledge the colors that are also coming into you. So spirit can work with us in many different ways. And so for you, clearly you're seeing, clearly you're feeling. Clearly, the healing is there. And so you will also have the close blends as well. So, and that's the goal, is to connect them, to bring their presence, and to fill into just how they want to unfold their story. I feel with this gentleman in spirit, your favorite color. Oh, I feel this person in spirit is someone that would have had some lung issues. I do feel this would have been grandfather or father. I do feel that he's a little bit weak with his arms, and I feel like someone had to lift me as I would needed some assistance because I couldn't get up at some point. So there was a fatigue about him. I feel that either you were his caretaker or you're someone that was part of their care, and they want to say thank you because the healing hands that you have also gave them the healing that they needed from that energy from spirit. I do feel that you channel also, so you go into a nice trance. I do feel you're very grounded and also very supportive. Trust in your higher link. I feel sometimes either there's something there where you feel there's a shift, and there's no shift. It's just a message in the shift. So fill into what is it's different. If it's different and heavier, there's a message in that. So fill into that. Don't push it away and say there's not a connection, because there is a connection. It's just a different type of way if you're feeling. So they're working with the more of the earthy energies and more of the denser stuff. It's okay. Fill into it. There's a message there. And so that's what I get for you. Trust the process.
Trust the process, Deja. I love that. I love that. And you know what's really interesting? I pulled two cards for you as well. And it was so, you know what? And I don't know. I've been doing this a while. I still get so shocked by spirit. I don't know why. It's so goofy, you know, because it's amazing, right? So right. I pulled Pine Spirit Purification. What I'm getting about this is, this particular card is, you know, just allow yourself to be who you know you are supposed to be. Okay. That's the main thing. Like, don't try to be me. Don't try to be Debbie. Don't try to be anybody else. Be yourself. And, you know, because there's so many areas to go in this world of metaphysical work, right? There's so many different places that you can go in your head. You know what I mean? Like, you can do energy work. You can do this. You can do all sorts of different things. So just be you. Okay. And then after that, I pulled the faith card, which is interesting because based on the message I was getting about this one, right? And what it says is, believe you are not alone. Love that. Spirit is right beside you. Ask for guidance and it will come. Isn't that funny? Like, based on what we were just talking about, it just, like, I don't know why I get so amazed that spirit is so cool.
They are so cool. Did you see everyone was, faith is huge, right? Yes. Tisha, right. Definitely huge. I think, too, you know, you say faith, believe, and be yourself. I think what happens is that spirit is going to come to you because of who you are and your life experiences and what you, not only that, not only your life experiences, is your dictionary. What are you working through? How are you wanting to work with spirit when they come to you, right? So, girl, like, just trust every one of us are needed. As I said earlier, your magic is needed because of who you are and how you perceive and your perception and how you're going to share it. There is healing in the voice message and how you're just saying, I love you, and you're hugging and you're smiling and you're just acknowledging. That is the work. Yeah. Being you and anchoring that energy.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So I was thinking, because we're almost out of time, believe that or not.
Wow.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, they love this. And you're so beautiful. Isn't she gorgeous? You should see her in person. She's got all her little fancy little malas.
I know. I'm like, no, I don't have them on tonight, but I got a new tattoo.
I love that. I want one.
And that is for it. You have to go back in like 3 or 4 times to get it done because it's on your finger. So that is for my husband. And this one, which I'm not going to pull back, this is the North Star.
I love that.
The North Star. And my daughter and I got matching. So because the North Star is, you know, you can always find your way home.
Oh, your direction.
I can't believe she thought of that. She's like, well, when we know our North Star, you know, when we see that, we can always find our way home.
Like, wow. I do have a poem on that. And, you know, I have a beautiful friend, Miss Jennifer Rose. Her and I always talk about the stars and the cosmos. My girl.
I love her.
And shout out to my Jennifer Rose, because I know she'd be watching. And so I know that when I channeled this message and this soldier was coming in for 911 and he was coming in on a message, and he was like, we were never lost because we always followed the North Star.
Yeah.
So that North Star is a very significant thing for me and some of my friends. Know, so what a beautiful tattoo. I want to be brave enough to get a full sleeve. I don't know. I don't know. God help me, but I want a hummingbird. And so I have very sensitive skin.
Oh,
and so I don't know.
That might hurt.
We'll see. I don't know if it'll hurt. I'm pretty tolerant when it comes to pain.
Yeah.
I'm just more of like, you know, my body can handle it, but I want one.
Yeah, I know. They're fun, right? Okay, so I was thinking that you could pull a card or whatever and just...
Sure, collective.
If you want to channel a message.
Oh, yeah, girl. Look at you. You want me to close with a channel message. Okay. Look at that. Well, let's go. Let's go. But I'm going to go to a different deck that's way in the bottom. God.
See, you have all the decks too. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of decks here too. I love it. Oh my God.
I know. So this one I'm pulling from the Angelic Lightwork.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. And there's such beautiful cards.
Oh, and who's that one? Who is that deck by?
You would ask, but I can't see.
Sorry.
Alana Fairchild, but
okay.
I was just having that talk with my friend, and I said, you know, I always say I can see because spirit are my eyes, and I can always hear because they will talk to me. So it doesn't matter. They always have my back.
There you go.
Okay.
So cute.
The Earth Warrior. So the Earth Warrior. So if I fill into this card and I go into collectively, give me a second as I get a presence for you. And I just welcome their energy to come closer. So fill into the rhythm, the drums. Fill into the energy of balance. Fill into that heart of love, right? There's time to do work here on this earth, on this planet, in this timeline. It is time for us to step into the power of the higher, of knowing, of the awareness, of the magic, of your truth. It is also important to understand that the mind is the true gift where you hold your memories as you connect to us and we connect to you. This is the time where we feel into how that feels. Do not hold back on your emotions, for this is a time to speak, to honor, and to love. Share your magic, yes. It holds some for you. So on the earth, here, your magic will always grow. Every step is an impression. Every memory and thought is an impression. Every feeling that you fall into is an impression. Yes, a memory it is, but that heart, that love continues to grow. And so I leave you with the love of spirit. And I thank you so much, Lori, for just letting me pull that last card.
Oh my gosh. That was absolutely amazing. Oh, you're just so special. You know what? It's so interesting because as you were channeling that, I could just see it was like the white aura all around you. It was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I love that. So tell people where all of your information, where they can find you and all of that fun stuff.
I will be found everywhere on all platforms.
I will be found everywhere.
Yes, everywhere, in the air. Did you not just hear our impressions are everywhere?
Oh, God, I love you.
Honestly, Transcend with Debbie is where it's at.
So, yeah, okay. You can go to her Facebook page, Transcend with Debbie, and that's who she – I think that's your name on that's your name on
Instagram. Everything.
Transcend with Debbie is who you are.
Right. I appreciate each and every one of you for taking time listening to Lori. Lori, thank you for having me as a guest.
Of course. Thank you for coming here. You are such a joy. And I swear, you know I'm big on vibration, right? That's like my main thing. And your vibration is always like way up here. And I love that because we need more people like that. We need more people like that.
I know.
I love that.
You know, and I think this is the thing, though, Lori, is that we are vibrating that way. All of us are in that alignment of love because you were made with love. You embody love. You are a spirit. Yeah. So all of you know, shine bright.
Yeah.
Shine, shine, shine.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Debbie. You're so amazing.
Angel.
And you can find me at my website, LoriAlbert.com. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
You all have a beautiful evening. Bye, everybody.
Much love. Bye, everybody. Namaste.